Hi everyone, my name is Samuel Duarte, and welcome to episode one of the Verse by Verse podcast, the first full actual episode. And this was a topic requested from my cousin, and this was something I also felt like would be great for people to hear, since this isn't something that I hear that is talked about enough, especially in my age group, which will be the young adult age group, and that will be addictions. This will cover what it is and how we can get ourselves out of it biblically. But first, what is addiction defined as? In dictionary terms, it is, quote, the fact or condition of being addicted to a particular substance, thing, or activity, end quote. Or, quote, physically and mentally dependent on a particular substance and unable to stop taking it without incurring adverse effects, end quote. Does this relate to the addiction mentioned in the Bible? Partly. Let me explain. First, let me ask about addiction. Is it only through substances? Of course not. Addiction in the Bible is closely associated with sin as a whole, but I also wanted to relate this with drunkenness. When people become addicted to specifically drinking is when it becomes a sin. We've seen water turned into wine and it wasn't inherently a problem, so drinking itself wouldn't be necessarily such an awful thing, as long as it's moderated. But when it's not moderated and it becomes a thirst for that drunkenness is when it becomes a sin, which is basically a lack of moderation with it, just like anything. But we can look at verses such as Proverbs 21, Proverbs 23, 30 through 35, Romans 7, 15 through 20, and Ephesians 5, 18 to back this up. Different context, yes, but still overall relates to addiction in each of their own ways. So first, we're going to read all of these verses and then go from there. So first, please turn your Bibles to Proverbs 20, verse 1. Pause it if you need to catch up. And it says, quote, wine is a mocker, strong drink is a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. Next verse, we look at Proverbs 23, 30 through 35. And it says, quote, those who linger long at the wine, those who go in search of mixed wine, do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly. At the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things, and your heart will utter perverse things. Yes, you will be like one who lies down in the midst of the sea, or like one who lies at the top of the mast, saying, they have struck me, but I was not hurt. They have beaten me, but I did not feel it. When shall I awake that I may seek another drink? Next, we can look at Romans 7, 15 through 20, where it says, quote, for what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice, but what I hate, that I do. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Now if I do, I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. Next. Lastly, we look at Ephesians 5, 18, where it says, quote, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, end quote. So yes, that was a lot to take in. I'll just give you I'd say just pause it right now and just kind of take that all in, reread it if you need to, just kind of think of what these verses are saying. For me, what do these verses tell us? First, that drunkenness, particularly obsession with drinking, basically doing it as a habit and just looking for that drunk feeling, is pretty clearly something that we shouldn't be doing or be involved with. But also in that Romans verse, we see that although we want to do what is right, we often do what's wrong as a result of our flesh, resembling an addiction to sin as a whole from the flesh. When we think about it, or even when we do something like this, of course it's going to feel good. Whether it's getting drunk, getting excessively high, addiction to greed, addiction and or greed to money, which I definitely need to make an episode on this, having premarital sex, also would love to do an episode on this, and many more things of that nature are, of course, going to feel good to the flesh and be, in a sense, addicting, right? I mean, it just makes sense that way. But it's not what God wants for us. And you might be thinking, wow, seeing a verse that talks about basically being forced into sin from the flesh sounds pretty demoralizing, since it might feel like that we can never really get away from these addictions. I'm just here to tell you that we all can through Jesus Christ. I'd say look at Philippians 4:13 and 2 Corinthians 12:9. We rely on God to help us, not our own strength or understanding, also seen in Proverbs 3, 5-6. Now let's go look at each of these verses. So please turn your Bibles again. And we'll start with Philippians 4:13, where it says, quote, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, end quote. Now we look at 2 Corinthians 12:9, quote, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me, end quote. And lastly, Proverbs 3, 5-6, a very popular verse, same with Philippians 4:13. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. So we can see that I would, or at least my take on this would be trust in the Lord, obviously. That's like the main thing that we should always be doing. Don't trust ourselves to get ourselves out of these addictions or even any situation. Don't trust ourselves to really get out of these situations because we won't be able to. That's just a result of our flesh. That's just a result of our sinful human nature, right? But yeah, my first main point, like I said, is to fully trust in God, not have ourselves do it. Otherwise, we'll never be able to get out. Another main point would be to keep the word close to you. And I mean as close as physically, spiritually, and emotionally possible. And I mean as close as you can in every way. We can see Romans 12:2 and Psalms 119:11, where it says, quote, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. And also with Psalms 119. Oh, wait, I did do, my bad. Romans 12:2, I did it backwards. So I just did Psalm 119:11. Now turn to Romans 12:2. It says, quote, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Keeping the word close to you goes a lot further than you may think. It's not simply just memorizing words, but I believe that it's also a way of life, which is how we should treat the Bible as a whole. We shouldn't just pick and choose which ones. We have to take all of it as a part of our way of life. But yeah, my next point is to flee temptation. Obviously, putting yourself willingly into situations where you will be tempted is obviously not a great idea. But I have two verses to emphasize this. One would be 1 Corinthians 10:13, which talks about God not allowing us to be tempted with more than we can bear. But he also what? Quote, make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. But the whole verse for context would be, quote, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. So we can see specifically with this one, God will never allow us to be tempted with more than what we can handle. So please do not think that this will just take over you or you believe that it already has. We have got to really get us out of any situation pretty much. And don't just use it as like a get out of jail. Obviously, it's not like that either. But I'm sure reading your Bibles more and more, you will understand really what it means to trust in the Lord. But the next verse we can talk about would be 2 Timothy 2:22. Which is talking about lust, but I still believe it counts as an addiction or temptation to sin, obviously. Where it says, quote, flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, end quote. And like I said, while it does talk about lust, which I'll make in another episode, the point, of course, does still remain. We must pursue righteousness rather than be involved with youthful lust, but could also apply to other addictions and sins. But what else does it say? Also, quote, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, end quote. So yes, we can get out of our addictions to the Lord. We just need to fully, and I mean fully, I will always emphasize this, fully trust in the Lord and call out for him with a pure heart. If I really need to make an episode also showing what it means to fully trust in the Lord, I would be more than happy to, because I feel like people just don't really understand what it means to fully, fully, fully trust in the Lord. I feel like people do it like only like partly. Yeah. For now, I'll just take these words literal. Trust him with everything you have. All your burdens, addictions, sins, everything. I truly mean it. We know that Jesus has washed away all our sins through his sacrifice. Now you need to fully believe it and fully trust that Jesus can do anything. For nothing is impossible with God, right? Including helping us with any of our addictions. And I just want to say something before we end this episode, because wow, this felt like a way shorter episode than it should have been. For those who are struggling with addictions right now, I need you guys to listen really closely. And even if you aren't really struggling with any like specific addictions, I still want you to listen very closely, because this very much can be you. It can happen to you at any moment. It's not just for people who are already dealing with it, or just because you got a little older, you don't think you'll ever come across any type of addiction to a specific sin. You can. And you most likely will be tempted with it. But listen, addictions with actions such as drinking takes you away from the real world. Life passes by, and that drunkenness itself removes you from the world, and you aren't you. People who truly care about and love you would not want to see you this way. And I mean, if they truly, truly care about you and love you, they don't want to see you this way. Slurring in your speech, walking all funny, you're just not you. People that really love you do not want to see you like this. And of course, God doesn't either. Addictions to all types of sins, not just drinking, take you away from what we need to be focusing on and cherishing, Jesus Christ. And I've been seeing all types of addictions creep into the young adult world. And it's like I said, it's already basically been normalized. Drugs of all kinds, not just weed, it could also be harder drugs. Drinking, even a sense of social media, lust. These things and many more eat away at you, when what we need to be doing instead is looking for the Lord in all situations. 1 Corinthians 10:31 and Colossians 3:17 command us to do all in the name of Jesus and always give glory to God in whatever we do. Not just some things, all things, right? I don't think God would just be like, oh yeah, do it in like some of the things you do and the rest you can kind of just do on your own. No. It just wouldn't make sense that way. So first, let's look at 1 Corinthians 10:31. It says, quote, therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God, end quote. And we look at Colossians 3:17, where it says, quote, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him, end quote. But yeah, like I said, we need to do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus and give thanks and glory to God the Father, not just some things. And of course, these actions are not giving glory in any sense to the Lord, right? It's just not. But anyways, you can get yourself, what I'm trying to say is you can get yourself out of any addiction as long as we look to the Lord as our guide and savior and look to the Bible as our source of advice. For anything, not just addictions, not just really any specific thing. I say look for it for everything, because obviously the Bible is going to be our source of everything as believers. It just will be. And anyone who tries to tell you to look for something outside of the Bible, if you go and look outside the Bible, you're going to lose the argument. Because at the end of the day, the Bible is our infallible word of God. So you can't just go outside just to appease someone else. You know what I'm saying? So my advice would just be always stick to the word for everything. And of course, also, if you wanted to talk to me, I'm always open as well. But my recommendation would be the Bible and prayer first before messaging me. So I'm telling you, go look in there. You can even ask ChatGPT or just go look on Safari, verses that talk about whatever you're struggling with, right? I'm not like, it gives you good answers. I'm telling you. So do that first. Or if you want me to find any types of references for you, I can always go find one for you for whatever you're dealing with. But yeah, anyways, now we're at our parting verse, which felt way too quick. I thought this was going to be way longer. But I think Isaiah 41:10 would be great as a parting verse to end this message, where it says, quote, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Always remember that God is with us, and do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, because the second you are afraid is when you leave yourself vulnerable. And who takes advantage of that vulnerableness? Satan. So always be firm in your faith. I know at times it might seem difficult, but please, please, please hold on to that faith as close as you possibly can, like I said earlier. But yeah, this was a way shorter episode than I thought it would be, but I am very happy to do this, as this was something I've been wanting to talk about with my cousin for a very long time. I just never got around to doing it, so forgive me. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. We will be releasing a new episode, like I said, at least once a week. How many per week, I'm not sure. This is the second one of the week, hopefully, by the time I get this out. But yeah, like I said, thank you so much for listening. All glory goes to Christ. None of it will stick with me. And yeah, I'd just like to ask to stay tuned just so you can keep hearing like a refresher on the word. And yeah, thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned for next time.